How many of you watching television and have seen this ad for one of the tire companies and it's time to change your tires over? And the guy jumps out of the vehicle and it's time to change over, time to change over. And these are going to go. And he grabs his pants and yanks them off. And he says, and this has got to go, and rips the jacket off and so on. And he says, and this has got to go. And he grabs his beard and rips it off his face to an off-site, an off-screen scream. Have you seen the ad?
No, I have not.
It's funny. It's actually quite funny, especially when he gets so caught up in the, and this has got to go, and this has got to go, and this has got to go, and rips the hair off his face.
nice interlude.
The guy standing next to me reminds me of that person because he's got this bush that started growing at the beginning of winter. Yeah. You know, if this radio station or our three stations were somewhere up in Athabasca,
yeah,
or maybe we were up in the Northwest Territories where you had to grow a beard to keep your face warm, because when you were out on the trapping line or when you were out with your bow and arrow and hunting or whatever, you needed to keep your face warm.
Right. Well, it's also Canucks playoffs starting soon, too.
Well, so I could use that excuse. This has got to go. So what are we doing here?
Well, this is all Philly J's idea, too. It's BMAC from Virgin Radio. We have started this fundraiser campaign, and it's all piggybacking off of Adrian Bonner, who's from Showroom Shine, a detailing company. He lost his life at 42 years old about a month ago. Leaves behind a beautiful wife, two beautiful teenage daughters, and we just thought we should do something. And in fact, it was all because Phil, right, Grinder? Phil's idea.
It was
Phil's
idea.
Then he comes and rips on me.
Because I said to him, you know what you ought to do?
It was all his idea.
Because I'm walking down the hall and I hear him talking with somebody about his wife wants him to get the hair off his face. And so as I'm walking by, I hear that conversation. And he's talking about, yeah, we're going to shave it off and whatever. And I stopped and I said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to see whether you can make some money out of this at the very least.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Tomorrow is the big day, the big shave.
And tomorrow's the shave off.
It's three facial hair stylings you can choose from. We just ask that you do a minimum $20 donation, but don't stop there if you don't have to.
Right.
And then you could pick one of these three silly ones. Who is
amputating this mass of hair? And are you going to save the hair?
I don't know. It's up to her because Pink,
to her,
the barber, who is unbelievable, she's at Man Made Barbershop, the one on Clement. The one this way, Clement. Yeah, not at the one down in the building.
Oh, okay.
We decided that they would go over there and give a bit of a more of a feature.
Right.
But she is so cool.
Okay.
Oh, she might even do my beard after. I'd like do an actual like hot shave after the fact, but what it is tomorrow, because of all the donations and those who have voted, we'll pick the number one spot on these facial hair stylings, and then she's going to give me that facial hair styling,
right,
and then I have to walk around with it for a week. But one that's leading is cool. Like, it's got, like, the, you know, I've got that big mustache right now, right? So I can put a little wax in that, stretch it out, make it look kind of fancy, like I'm back in the 1900s.
You look sort of like Salvador Dali.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
You know, with where he used to wax his to a fine
exactly
point. But
it's all up to Pink the barber at Man Made, because she is going to work some wonders.
Right. And when is the shave off?
So tomorrow between 10 and 11 at the Clement Man Made Barbershop is when it's all going down.
Okay.
And we're just trying to ask people for last minute donations. We were trying to at least get them to halfway to their goal of their GoFundMe page for the Bonner Atkinsons.
This is quite sad. We've talked twice about this, but it was the first time that you said, hey, this guy after dinner went to lie down on the couch and he never got up. It was over.
And I think that's like, that was when
like the shock.
Well, when you, Phil, kind of came up with this idea for this sort of campaign and we started rolling it together, and then this happened with Adrian,
right,
who, like, I was such a big fan of his. He made my cars look unreal, like they were brand new again, and he was a big fan of our show.
Well, and given somebody who lives in their car and it's like pigsty in there.
well, not when Adrian was done with it. It looked brand new.
Well, exactly.
Again,
that's my point.
Yeah.
You know, you drive it in and it looks like there's a pigsty. You drive it out and it looks like a brand new vehicle.
That sounds a bit harsh, but okay, Phil.
All right.
If we could get just over $500, we would reach halfway of their GoFundMe,
right,
which is a $20,000 goal. We're almost at $10,000. So if anybody could dig deep and do a final donation before the big day tomorrow, I mean, you don't have to stop there.
Right.
But that's kind of the big build up. And it's been really nice to see so many people digging deep and pouring their hearts and the money.
it's sort of one of those, it's one of those stories.
But yeah, it's one of those things where I think about the daughters and I think about if I was in that place, and I mean, I wouldn't be around anymore, but.
Yeah, you wouldn't be around anymore.
That's where it touched my heartstrings, you know? And I, of course I wouldn't be able to see it, but I'd feel really bad.
I think Pink should take some kind of a cutter though, and try and cut the hair off in one great fell swoop, and then put it in a baggie for you so that you can take the hair home.
Well, if the Lemmy, who is Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead, if that facial hairstyling works, it's all of the goatee gone. And so it just like big mutton chops that go up over my, right? Like, so then I could save that goatee.
No.
Maybe
so
I could braid
mutton
it first.
Chops?
Yeah, maybe. Not yet. At
no.
this point. At this point, it's that other facial hair.
I mean, you're ugly enough as it is. And to be walking around.
There it is. I was waiting for it.
To be walking around with mutton chops, which is a style that dates back to the 1873s or whatever.